My name is Kevin Avilas. I am a 23-year-old college student at Utah Valley University, majoring in history and social studies education. This is my project, Commit to Fit, Mastering Consistency in the Gym. I'm here today with Chad Peck, owner of Anytime Fitness in Vineyard, Utah. Chad, how are you?
Doing very well. Thanks for this opportunity.
No, thank you so much. I really appreciate your time. Chad, I just wanted to share some statistics with you that I found online in regards to gym consistency. So this article that I was reading is, it was written by Gabe and Michaela. The title of this article is called The Factors Affecting Adherence to Physical Activity in Fitness Facility Settings. Anyways, in their article, they say that important factors for people to maintain consistency in the gym is to have support from friends, family, and professionals. What are your opinions on that?
Oh, I think it's very true. A lot of people start at the gym in January. That's our highest month for new signups. And then by about March, we have about 30-ish percent of them that are still coming on a regular basis.
Oh,
and
wow.
So without some sort of support system, the majority of people do. They start off and their intentions are great, but that follow-through is tough. So mm-hmm. I totally agree with that.
So having that support from people that are close to you, it helps them a lot in just having that motivation and consistency to accomplish their goals.
Yeah, especially if they can have someone come with them. The highest percentage of them that are still coming have a spouse or signed up with a friend.
Oh.
And so they kind of have an accountability partner. So it's just natural human nature. When you wake up in the morning, your first inclination for most people is not, I want to go to the gym and
yeah.
sweat and kind of get sore.
Yeah.
So having someone there to kind of say, get out of bed, let's go, let's do this.
Mm-hmm. That is true. Yeah, I can definitely, because I can resonate with that myself. Whenever I go with someone, I just feel like a lot more motivated than when I go by myself, you know?
Right.
There's also this other article, too, written by Cowshell and Ryan Rhodes. They both work at, let's see, at the University of Victoria. Anyways, they did a research on a group of students that are entering their journey on physical fitness, and according to their studies, it takes at least a minimum of 66 days to establish a workout routine. What are your thoughts on that?
I think that's a little short, personally. I think 66 days is a good beginning, but for most people, it takes months to kind of get into the habit, to kind of feel really comfortable, to see their progress, and that's the big thing. So
okay.
66 days
to establish,
it's probably a good beginning, but
yeah.
I would say it needs to be a little longer than that.
Okay. Yeah, I could definitely see that as well, because I felt like for me personally, it definitely took a little bit longer than that. But yeah, they were saying that a lot of them found that 66 days was like the minimum of...
Yeah, good way of putting it.
Yeah. All right. How do you help members overcome common barriers like lack of motivation or support from friends and family?
Yeah. So I think the biggest thing is just to sign up with a trainer. And we have two trainers here. That gives them the accountability, that gives them someone who will work out with them, that will show them the proper form. A lot of people, like I said, they have the best of intentions, they just don't know what they're doing.
Mm-hmm.
And so they come in, they do the best they can, but then they don't see the results. And it's usually just because they're just kind of just popped one machine to another, not really understanding.
Right.
What progressive overload is.
So having the trainers, they not only it's a support, but also it's an education for them as well. Like they're learning how to properly use the equipment, so that way they can have good form and not get injured.
Hurt. Yeah, because
yep.
a lot of people don't do correct form, mm-hmm. and they just end up getting more sore than they need to.
Mm-hmm.
Or believe it or not, a lot of people overdo it.
Yeah.
They think they need to do 20 I was watching someone, and they literally did 70 reps on a leg press. And I told them, I said, that's, you're going to hurt yourself. Mm-hmm. Your body can't handle that much stress. Sure, you can do it a few times, mm-hmm. but over a long period of time, your body, you'll tear a muscle or you'll do something because your body just isn't built mm-hmm. for that much.
No, absolutely. And I personally am guilty of that as well. On when I was barely starting, I definitely did that a lot.
Yeah, well, another problem is YouTube. It's so wonderful, but in fitness, it's almost people's worst enemy.
Yeah.
Because in social media in general, because mm-hmm. they get on TikTok or YouTube and they see these people doing squats, you know, like 300 or 400, and then they come into the gym and they think, well, I want to be like them, so I'm going to, then they just way overdo it.
Yeah.
And then, like I said, they just get sore, they get hurt, mm-hmm. or it's no fun. And then they quit coming.
Sounds
like it resonates with you.
Been through all that. What strategies do you recommend for staying consistent with workouts, especially for those who struggle with maintaining a routine?
Yeah, I think there's some free apps out there that if you are willing to put in a little extra time to track your workouts so you can see your progress, mm-hmm. that is one of the best things a person can do.
It records pretty much, how you're doing every time that you come in. Okay.
What your weight is, then you can look back and be like, oh, wow, I've actually increased 25% on my bench press. Mm. And then it just gives you a little extra motivation, like, hey, this is actually working.
Yeah.
The other thing, and not a lot of people take advantage of this, but if they would use the body scanner, too many people judge how well their fitness journey is going by the scale.
Mm-hmm.
And actually, in fitness, the scale is the absolute worst
thing,
because your body naturally will go up and down on your weight,
mm-hmm.
just depending on the time of the day, how much you've ate, how much you drank,
mm-hmm. or like you've gone to the bathroom.
Mm-hmm. And what happens, a lot of people don't realize, is muscle actually weighs more, and so mm-hmm. they're actually doing what they're supposed to be doing, but they're gaining weight. Then they get really...
They freak out,
and then they'll go on a crash diet.
Oh, wow. That's good to know. I did not know that.
Yeah, a crash diet is the worst thing you can do when you're trying to...
Because that's been happening to me, too, so yeah. That's good to know.
Yeah, stay away from crash diets.
How does your gym support members who face setbacks or challenges in their fitness journey?
You know, that's a great question, and I would say we probably aren't doing enough. I don't know if we really have a system in place.
Okay.
You know, there's over 600 members.
Oh, okay.
I'm a relatively new owner, and Anytime does have a system where they flag, it's called an attrition, like a warning, that, mm-hmm. And you can reach out to them.
All right.
I have been so swamped just trying to learn the business. I haven't done that yet,
right.
But that would probably help a lot.
Yeah, for sure. Can you share tips on setting realistic and achievable fitness goals to improve consistency?
Yeah, that's a great question, and it kind of depends on what the person's goals are. Mm-hmm. For example, some people want to lose weight, mm-hmm. and so if you're wanting to lose weight, then you want to be in about a 500 calorie deficit and do a little more cardio. But if you're trying to bulk up, then you don't want to do more cardio.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know, it's kind of hard to say like there is one thing, because it's so dependent
mm-hmm.
on the person's goals.
It depends, like, if the person is wanting to, you know, just lose weight or be more muscular
mm-hmm. or lean.
Okay.
There isn't a one size fits all.
Okay.
Yeah.
In your experience, what role does accountability play in helping individuals stay on track with their fitness goals?
Well, huge. They've either got to be accountable to themselves or someone else.
Mm-hmm.
That's why I think the tracking in the app is really important.
Right.
And that way you are kind of seeing, okay, I've gone to the gym. I've said I was going to go Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. It's recorded.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, I think you have to.
Yeah. No, absolutely. Well, Chad, thank you so much for your time. I really appreciate it.
Yeah, thanks. Yeah, it's fun.